Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. And you folks who are familiar with the show know that we've had this Louisville standout on down at the Senior Bowl when he was getting accustomed to talking with NFL scouts and coaches, but now he's been through the gauntlet, he's been to the Senior Bowl, he's been to the NFL scouting combine. So our guest today, Jamari Staples, definitely knows the ins and outs of being an NFL draft prospect by this point. But Jamari, we appreciate your time, man. How have the last few months been for you? I mean, it's an exciting time. You're only going to do this experience once in your life, but for all of us who will never get to experience it, what's it been like so far?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. But the last couple of months have been a lot of fun. I've experienced a lot of different things as far as getting ready for the combine, getting ready for the Senior Bowl. And it was both, you know, two big parts of my life that I thought I'd never experienced. But by the grace of God, I got a chance to experience it, and I had a great time with it.
Nice, nice. And I think I helped yourself in both processes. I mean, you know, I thought you had a good week down at the Senior Bowl. Obviously, you have great length. You have that terrific size to your ability. And then, obviously, right, the combine, we were kind of touching base on that briefly before we went live. What was it like? You know, I mean, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but you were doing your combine prep at Bomarito's place, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so what was it like, you know, training with him, and then you get to the combine, and I think you're probably over at the Westin getting some last-minute stretches before, you do all those big events. But what was it like kind of, you know, working that hard and finally just getting out there and letting it go?
Oh, that's the fun part about it. The whole training process, it's tough, but, you know, we make it fun. We have a lot of fun with our trainers and the people that we work out with. But as far as working out with Pete, that was a great experience. Pete's a great guy. He's an even better trainer. He got me to where I needed to be for the combine, and when I got to the combine, it was just all about me doing my part.
And definitely, you definitely took care of your part. And once again, our guest today, Jamari Staples, taking care of business, if you will, as he prepares for this upcoming 2017 NFL draft. And you folks know it's going to take place in Philadelphia on the dates of April 27th through the 29th, and an exciting time for fans and prospects as everyone's excitedly anticipating where they're going to land, and that's part of the excitement, not knowing. For you, I mean, kind of take us through the next, I'd say, 2 weeks? I mean, March 30th is your pro day, so, I mean, for you, I mean, do you go back to Pete's place and train, or do you just kind of stay at school? I mean, how do you kind of get prepared for the one of the final workouts, if you will?
I just stayed in Louisville. I didn't go back down to Pete's. I'm not doing a whole lot at the pro day. The only thing I'll be doing is like bench and running routes. So I'm just staying here working out, getting ready for that.
Nice. So let me ask you this question. You're back on campus now, you say, or at least in Louisville. So have you had one of those nightmare wake up mornings where you think you're missing spring practice because you know all your teammates are getting ready for it?
No, not yet. I've been here a little under a week, so I'm sure after probably about a week, then it'll probably start kicking in.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of guys at this point, and, you know, you're kind of so accustomed to the surroundings and you know, kind of repetition, and lo and behold, you might wake up one morning thinking you're missing something. But, you know, that's another time. Have you learned anything about this process? I mean, in terms of making yourself better? I mean, are there some things that you maybe didn't kind of take notice of prior to even arriving in Mobile, Alabama to the combine, where you've kind of, you know, said, hey, these are some of the things I really got to kind of pay more attention to make myself better?
The thing that stood out to me the most was probably like knowing that the fact that there's somebody out here just as good as you, or there's somebody out here that's trying to take your spot, take your job. You know, the NFL is a big business. This is all about, you know, being able to go out and make plays and maintaining doing that as well throughout the game and throughout your years in the NFL. So I had to put in the back of my mind, like, that I have to continuously grind harder than everybody out here. Like, as long as I'm working hard, then I can't get outworked.
That's something that, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, I never really thought about that. Like you said, I mean, you kind of arrive there and you kind of see the best in the nation along with yourself, and you kind of
say, hey, there's definitely some comparisons here. Any bonds along the way, Jamari? Anybody that you've kind of, you know, you met down in the, you know, Mobile, Alabama, and then you're kind of, you know, maybe caught up with them in Indianapolis or anything like that, or even during your combine training?
I met up with my guy, Gerald Everett, from down in South Alabama. We with the UAB together when that whole ordeal happened there. I met up with him at the Senior Bowl. We kicked it for a little while. But the guy I've been hanging with the most has been like a guy named Jonnu Smith from down at Florida International. We worked out together down at Pete's. Yeah, the tight end, yeah. We worked out together down at Pete's, and we just kind of stuck together. We'd be on the phone almost every day talking to each other just as if I was in Miami.
Excellent stuff, and that's part of the process. Kind of creating some new bonds and new guys, and who knows, maybe you might be playing on the same NFL team together. For you, I mean, have you given any thought to that weekend and how you want to approach it? I mean, do you want to kind of be alone? Do you want to be with family and friends? I mean, what's the mindset as of today?
I'll be amongst my family and friends most definitely. You know, that's a special moment that nobody in my family has ever got to experience. Nobody that I know or I was raised around that has been able to experience this. So I definitely want to be around them so they have the chance to experience it as well.
Definitely, definitely. And you don't have to mention teams, but do you have any visits coming up or anything like that?
Not that I know of. No visits are set up.
Yeah, they'll be coming. You can bet your butt on that, man. You're going to be getting some airline miles. Yeah, definitely. Once again, Jamari Stapers, the Louisville standout receiver here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again. You know, it's always free and available at the Players Platform Show at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we're putting his draft bio together as well. We have a few minutes left, and again, we appreciate you stopping by because we know you got a lot going on. But quick questions for you. We just had your teammate on, Josh Harvey Clemens, and we said, hey, is there something we can tease Jamari about when he comes on the show? And he laughed and he wanted to say something about finger licking down in Miami.
Yeah, man, that's truck down in South Miami. Man, I'm barely getting by without it. I ate it so much. I think I went almost every day. It was that good.
Excellent. And a couple of other lighthearted questions for you. Since you were trading at Bomarito's place, Pete Bomarito, one of the top guys in the business, if you could put Pete through one of the workouts that he put you through when you were doing your combine prep, what would you kind of like to see Pete kind of sweat it out about?
He's going through the whole running workout that he has us do twice a week. He's going through the whole thing from the warm-up to the very last sprint.
Now, Pete takes care of himself. Do you think he could get through it?
You know what? I don't think he would have a problem with it, to be honest. Like, I really think he would go straight through it, probably not even break a sweat, and laugh at us.
Yeah, that's possible. Right? He got that demeanor, man. You could tell once he puts his mind to it, he gets set. And obviously, you have that same mindset, Jamari. I mean, you've been a fabulous collegiate kid. Obviously, you've done all the things right so far, and I think the arrows are pointing up for you. But again, man, we appreciate stopping by today, and best of luck on March 30th. I hope the teams arrive and they walk away pleasantly happy with the guy that they're watching during drills.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jamari Staples, the standout Louisville receiver here on the C2P. Again, you folks out there listening know the drill. You can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk, and the C2P. As always, we appreciate you listening to the Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.